It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. There are now less than 7 weeks until the midterm election, and at the top of the ballot in Iowa will be a choice for governor. Political forecasters are showing a pretty contested race between Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democratic challenger Fred Hubbell. And this is the first time both of these candidates have run for this office. Remember, Reynolds was made governor when Terry Branstad was tapped to be U.S. ambassador to China. With me this morning, someone who knows a lot about this race, is Des Moines Register chief political reporter Breanne Fonensteel. Hello, Breanne.
Hi, Clay.
First of all, Governor Reynolds, what is her message as she's running for the first time to be elected to this position?
Well, to your point, she's technically an incumbent, but she's having to campaign as if she's a first-time candidate. So the first half of this election season, we really saw her trying to introduce herself to voters, to tell her story. This is who I am. This is why you should care about what I have to say. So for a long time, we saw her airing ads that talked about working nights at Hy-Vee and trying to raise her kids while going back to school, those kinds of things. She calls it her Iowa story. So that was really kind of the first phase of the Reynolds campaign. And now that we're moving much closer to the general election, we're seeing her go on the attack against Fred Hubbell. A lot of her more recent ads have focused on his business history, on some things that they question with his leadership of the Yonkers department stores, for example.
How are those attack ads playing out?
Well, I think it remains to be seen, right? I think some of them can be effective in painting Fred Hubbell as being very out of touch with the Iowa voters, with people who are like Reynolds, right? She's setting up this contrast between herself and him, where he is elite and wealthy and has run these businesses, where she is more the Iowa everywoman. So I think we talk a lot in our newsroom about whether this is going to be a personality race or an issues race. And so Kim Reynolds is very much saying, I'm the person who can relate to everyday Iowans. I'm the person who understands what you're going through because I've gone through that too. So that's the contrast that I think she's really trying to set up. And so we'll see how voters respond to that.
And Fred Hubbell, a retired businessman, he won that crowded primary pretty handily back in June. And he's been attacking Reynolds as he sees it as mismanagement of the state, specifically Medicaid, which the management of that program was handed over to some private companies back when she was lieutenant governor. What's he saying and how's his message getting out there?
His message, I think, in attacking the governor has been more based on her record and on what she's done as governor. You haven't seen as much about her personality. He's focused on issues like Medicaid that have seen a lot of hiccups, a lot of bumps over the last year or so, and really trying to hammer that home to Iowa voters to say this has been mismanaged and she has not done enough to correct it. So a lot of his recent ads have really honed in on that. And you've seen some really personal ones where he's met with families, people who've been affected by this issue. So that's, I think, what he's banking on is kind of the defining issue of this race so far.
And what's his case for a wealthy businessman to be the governor of Iowa?
I think he would tell you that, you know, I came from wealth, but I've used that to better my community, that along the way, I have recognized that privilege and done my best to use it for the betterment of our communities. So I think he's saying that I can still relate to Iowans. I have my priorities in the right place and that I have a history of showing that. And I think, too, he would argue that his management, his executive experience has prepared him to lead a state in a large bureaucracy.
And finally, there were some squabbles between the two candidates about debates, but they've agreed to three of them next month. I should say Libertarian candidate Jake Porter will not be a part of those debates. But what are you expecting to see?
I'm really interested to see how these play out. We haven't seen Governor Reynolds on a debate stage yet, but she's obviously been in front of the media a lot. She has a lot of experience answering questions, handling questions from the media in that respect. We saw Fred Hubbell in a primary debate, and so I think this could be a really interesting matchup, and it could be a place where a lot of voters, you know, in the middle, maybe some independents, some undecideds, kind of make that final decision.
All right, Breanne, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.
Breanne Fonensteel is the chief politics reporter at the Des Moines Register. The midterm election is less than 2 months away, and in the weeks ahead, we'll have coverage of the governor's race, the debates, as well as interviews with the candidates. You can find our midterm campaign coverage at iowapublicradio.org.